ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 14। व्हाट इज दिस द टाइटल ऑफ दिस चैप्टर, हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू रिमेंबर? वेरी गुड। टेक्स्ट 41। कर्म बल्लिबम आई एम सी कर्म बल्लिम अवलंब्य no it is prose not it's in a text form, it's not in a poetry, so I'll just read it through. Karma ballim abolambo tato apada kathanchin naka kathanchin naka narakad pi mukta punarapebam sansar dhani vartamano नरलोको सार्थम उपयाति एवं उपरि गतोपि। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। व्हेन द कंडीशन सोल एक्सेप्ट्स द शेल्टर ऑफ द क्रीपर ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी ही मे बी एलिवेटेड बाय हिज पायस एक्टिविटीज टू हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स एंड दस गेन लिबरेशन फ्रॉम हेलिश कंडीशंस। But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ब्रह्मांड भ्रमिते कोनो भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्ति लता बीज। चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्यलीला 19.151। इवन इफ वन वंडर्स फॉर मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ इयर्स फ्रॉम द टाइम क्रिएशन अंटिल द टाइम ऑफ एनिहिलेशन, वन कैनॉट गेट फ्री फ्रॉम द पैथ ऑफ मेटीरियल एक्जिस्टेंस अनलेस वन रिसीव शेल्टर at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. As a monkey takes shelter of the branches of a banyan tree and thinks he is enjoying, the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of his life, takes shelter of the path of karmakanda, fruitive activities. Sometimes he is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmando Bhramite. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of a guru, by the mercy of Krishna, he receives lessons on how to execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In this way, he receives a clue of how to get out of this continuous struggle up and down within the material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunctions is that one should approach a spiritual master. The Vedas declare, Tad vijnanartham sa gurum ebabhi gachet. From Mundaka Upanishad. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advised, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam gives similar advice. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jiggashu sreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahman upas samashayam. Any person who seriously desires to achieve a real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of his spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and by able to convince and be able to convince others of the conclusion. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. Similarly, Vishana Chakravarti, a great Vaishnava, also advises, Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bij. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness and therefore one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Thus one can become free from the clutches of matter. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity, he may be elevated by his pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary system. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned how a living entity, while trying to enjoy in this material nature, can become free from his miserable material condition. And Prabhupada points out that the process is very simple. Now, he quoted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmando Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. While traveling in this Brahmand, in this universe, material nature, some fortunate soul, Kono Bhagavan Jeev, certain fortunate souls, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, gets the seed of devotional creeper by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. This point is very important because besides bhakti, besides devotion to Krishna, there is no way to get out of this material nature. There is no way one can get out of the material nature. Bhakti is the only way. There are other activities, pious activities, has been prescribed in the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. That has been pointed out here. The shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity. Fruitive activity, the creeper of fruitive activity. There are two creepers. One is Bhakti Lata and the other is the creeper of Karma Lata. Now, Karmalata, by performing pious activities according to Karmakanda section, one can be elevated to heavenly planets. But that situation is not permanent. by being elevated to the heavenly planets, one may be freed from or liberated from the suffering condition of the material nature, but that situation is not permanent. Because kshine punne martalokam vishanti. By punna, by pious activities, one goes up to the heavenly planets. And as he enjoys in the heavenly planets, his pious activities gets exhausted. And then when the pious activities are finished, martalokam vishanti, he falls down to this material nature. And it has also been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think it's Prahlad Maharaj who is actually telling Narad Muni's instruction, that when one's piety is exhausted, when one's punna is finished, kshine punne, when punna is kshina or almost finished, then the soul, then that person falls down from heavenly planet. This aspect also has been explained in Mahabharata. Actually, in Mahabharata, it has been done in more elaborate way. He falls down from heavenly planet. Below the heavenly planets are the Rakshasas. And when he falls, the Rakshasas grab him and eat him. Start to eat him. And out of pain, he cries. And his soul leaves his body through the teardrop. And he, as he cries, with his tears, his soul lives. Then that soul, in the form of a teardrop, comes down to the earth planet in the form of rain. As the rain comes, the teardrop comes down to the earth. Does it end there? No, this is the beginning. Then the soul who has come down in the earth in the form of a teardrop enters into a plant. And comes out in the form of a grain or fruit, some sort of food. Then somebody eats that grain. And then the soul then enters into the person's body and enters into his semen. And then through the copulation with his female partner, he gets another body. His father's, from the father's body, he is transmitted to the mother's womb. And there he gets a body. Not always necessarily a human body. It can be an animal body also. So this is how rare our situation is in this material nature. The point is, are you going to take a risk? Want to go to heavenly planet and enjoy? And then again come back to the earth planet and go through this terrible cycle of possibility or impossibility to get another body. So this is how terrible our situation is in this material nature. But when... And in this way, so many living entities are traveling. Kobhu sarge, kobhu morte, naroke ba kobhu. Sometimes he is in the heavenly planets, sometimes he is on the earth planet, and sometimes he is in the hellish planets. In this way, innumerable living entities are traveling. They're just going up and down, up and down, up and down, like that. But only when one comes across a bona fide spiritual master, then he gets to know the secret of success in getting out of this material nature. And that's the point Prabhupada is making in the purport so elaborately, quoting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kono bhagyoban jeev, some fortunate soul, Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna gets bhakti lata bij. Now that possibility has become so much broader. In early days, one had to come across a guru directly and listen to him, become convinced, and then only he could make spiritual advancement. But in this age, by Prabhupada's mercy, what has happened? Prabhupada's mercy has spread in the form of his books, in the form of his devotees, in the form of his ISKCON. So not kono bhagyoban jeev, many bhagyoban jeevs. Now the situation is so many living entities are getting the good fortune. In other ages, only bona fide spiritual master could impart the knowledge. But now what is happening? ISKCON devotees are going, new bhaktas are going, and telling people, and giving them Prabhupada's books. And people are becoming convinced. So this is the wonderful mercy, display of wonderful mercy of Srila Prabhupada in the age of Kali. But still, it is only a few. But what will happen? This mercy will continue to spread. Continue to spread by the devotees. That is why there is so much emphasis on preaching. Preach. Make others into devotees. That's what Srila Prabhupada wants from you. That's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants from you. And don't ever think, how can I preach? I am just a neophyte devotee. I am not so learned. Or I am just a housewife. How can I preach? No. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upade. Did you understand that Krishna is God? How many of you understood? How many of you fully accepted that Krishna is God? Then go and tell that to people. Krishna is God, surrender unto Him, and your suffering condition will be over. That's what Mahaprabhu, that's the responsibility Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Amar aggai guru hoya taro ei desh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking everybody to become a guru. And that is how Mahaprabhu's mercy will spread. You first become convinced and then you convince others. Because to the extent you have your conviction, to that extent you will be able to convince them. Therefore, develop your faith first. And if you feel that you are not able to convince as such, or you are not able to speak so much, you are not able to present the philosophy so nicely, fine, give Prabhupada's books. Read it. If you cannot preach, just open the book at any point and read to that person. I'll tell you just how effective it is, how effective Prabhupada's books is. I'm just opening just one page. So I'm just reading just as I open the page. The platform of Paramahamsa is described in Bhagavad Gita. Sama dukha sukham dhiram so omritottaya kalpate. When one is callous to all duality, the happiness and distress of this material world, one is fit for amritatva, eternal life, Bharat Maharaj was determined to finish his business in this material world, and he did not at all care for the world of duality. He was complete in Krishna consciousness and was oblivious to good and evil, happiness and distress. Does it sound meaningful? Who is a Paramahamsa? Who is a Paramahamsa? There are so many Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa this, Paramahamsa that. But who is a Paramahamsa? Who has transcended the duality of the material nature, taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? Krishna's lotus feet, not Kali's lotus feet or Durga's lotus feet. In Bengal there is a Paramahamsa who is a Kali Bhakta. Big Paramahamsa. Ekale Ishwar Krishna, Arsha Britta. Only Krishna's lotus feet, shelter to Krishna's lotus feet. That is the qualification of a Paramahamsa. And that way, there are so many Paramahamsas. Whoever has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet is a Paramahamsa. Mahatmanas tumang partha, daiving prakritim ashrita. Whoever has taken shelter of Krishna's divine nature, that means Krishna's lotus feet, he is a Mahatma. Mahatma and Paramahamsa is same. So, now we can see, like, everything falls in line. Paramahamsa this, there are so many Paramahamsas. Now if we look at in this category, then it becomes clear who is a Paramahamsa and who is a Parambak. Bak means a crane. Hamsa means a swan. Look alike, doesn't it? A crane and a swan look somewhat similar, but their nature is diametrically opposite. Swan just swims in the lotus forest in a beautiful lake. And a crane, what does it do? It looks like he's meditating, standing on one leg in water. But what he's looking at? Where's the fish? Where's the fish? Waiting for the fish. So that's the difference. So, and in this way, anywhere we open Prabhupada's books, it becomes clear. Another one, mental activities under influence of material nature cause happiness and distress within the material world. Being covered by illusion, the living entity eternally continues conditioned life under different designations. Such living entities are known as Nityabaddha, eternally conditioned. So dear sir, in which category do you fall? Just read from Prabhupada's books and the person, if he listens, he'll be convinced. So if we can't preach ourselves, we can at least take Srila Prabhupada's books and then we tell them, why don't you take this book? Not just, can you please give me 5 rupees and take this book? Or 100 rupees and take this book? No. Prabhupada used to say, it is not our business to earn money. Book distribution is not a business to earn money. Our book distribution is meant for making devotees. These books are meant to go out and convince people to become devotees. We need to give the books out to them so that they can read and they can contemplate on the teachings. But the purpose, then that is the purpose. That's why we need to give the books, distribute the books. I am very happy to see how nicely our Sankirtan devotees are preaching while distributing. They're going to village after village and making them, the village people, Krishna conscious devotees. We're seeing so many of them are coming. And they're coming with the request, and that is also being reinforced by the pressure from the temple authorities to give initiation. So, that's what we need to do. We have to expand our movement. Have a beautiful reciprocation with these people. We want to expand, and you have to think of various ways and means. So Sankirtan is one such way. Another way we are trying to develop is schools in villages. As Anil Gauranga and Nitya Kishore are developing in Bishakheri. It is a model. It's a trial thing. We are trying to see if this system works, then we can open unlimited schools in the villages. And through schools we can impart knowledge. This is how we have to plan to expand our movement. And this school is being very successful. And I'm very happy that Anil Gauranga has taken the initiative. That school already has, actually I thought that we'll set up temples in villages. And we thought that that will be the first temple, Nitya Kishore. Sham Govinda came forward and we took up that village. But then we thought that we'll preach to the village people and make them into devotees and they'll take care of the temple. But unfortunately that didn't work. Village people did not really come forward, and as a result of that it was not possible to develop as a model. So through our mistake we learned a lesson that temples is not the way. But when we thought of setting up a school, then the response was very nice. What was supposed to be the temple? The temple will be there, but now we are making it into a school, that facility. And there are already 85 students, all from the local village. And they are paying. And with that money, we are paying the teachers. So this is how they will come to the school, they will pay, and we run. It doesn't become such a big burden to maintain. And so this is how it's a self-sufficient project. Now if this project is successful, you can go to another village. And in the village also, we can get teachers. Anil Gauranga, kitne teacher village se aaya hai? Gaon se? Ujjain se ja rahe hai. Theek hai. Lekin gaon ke gaon wale mein se likhe pade aadmi hai? Ready hai. Theek hai. To training deke usko bhi appoint kar do. So in this way, we can influence the villages. And in our schools, we'll give education, we'll give modern education, we'll give also Vedic education. Those schools will be modern Gurukuls. Modern Gurukuls. Modern education, and also, like in Varnashram, in the schools, usually they used to give the Varnashram education. They used to see which Varna? Intellectual, administrator, businessman, worker. So from the school only we see the propensity and then we direct them. That used to be. But nowadays they won't understand that. But we take the propensity. is the propensity towards studies and literatures? Is the tendency towards arts and music, or the tendency towards science and technology, or the tendency to games and sports? We can make four divisions like that. And then, according to the propensity, we can give them the facility. Okay, if he is good at sports, let him develop in that way. If he is good in science and technology, let him take that faculty. If one is into literatures and studies, let him take that. And if one is into dance and arts and drama and music, so that way let everybody be happy and let everybody be happily engaged in Krishna's service. We are also developing another school here. This will be city school, not village. One school is village school, the other school is city school. And this school will start from pre-primary. And the objective will be the same. They will learn how to deal with modern technology. At the same time, they'll have Vedic understanding. In village, life is simple and easy. In city, the life is complex. They have to be competent in earning their livelihood. And your name is Mukul Sharma ji, who is a retired principal. She is going to head this project here. So this is how, let us develop giving the Vedic education in a new bottle. Old medicine in new bottle. So people will be attracted by seeing the bottle, but inside we have the age-old medicine that has been given by the sages of the past and which is coming down from Krishna. So let us expand, let us spread this beautiful opportunity, the grand opportunity everywhere. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. So that doesn't mean that you just open schools and don't study yourself. Now, how many of you would like to go to the villages and teach? How many of you would like to stay here and teach? Raise your hand. Okay, you can submit your application to Mukul. Srivastav. Mukul Srivastav. Anil Goranga, village mein toh koi jana nahi chahta hai. Achha, tum jaoge Nartham village. Okay, very good. Actually, the teachers are going from here to the villages. And the main thing is work cooperatively. Work collectively. While you are trying, one thing I tell you, when you come to Krishna consciousness, then the opportunity to fight increases. Yes. Those who never fought with anyone before, when they come to Krishna consciousness, they start to fight with each other. You know why? Because the influence of a gentleman called Mr. Kali. Kali makes the devotees to get into conflict. And as a result of that, Kali divides And when Kali divides, Kali weakens the movement and it becomes easy for Kali to conquer. And you know what is one of the best ways, one of the most effective ways to avoid this conflict and fight? If I tell you, will you follow my instruction? Don't speak bad about others. Always try to praise others. Always see the good things that one is doing. Don't find faults in them. And you know what happens when you badmouth others? I'll give you an example from the scriptures, from Purana. There was a brahmana, and in front of his house there was a prostitute. And the brahmana would see the prostitute and always say, she is this and she is that, and all these people are coming, she is degrading them. And all the time brahmana was criticizing the prostitute. And the prostitute, recognizing her unfortunate situation, always praying to Krishna. Krishna, I am so fallen, I am so degraded. You are my only shelter. So when the time came to leave their bodies, who came for the prostitute? A chariot from Vaikuntha. And who came for the brahmana? For the Jamadutta. So the brahmana started to cry. I was a brahmana, I performed all these activities, of pious activities, and why Jamadutas have come for me? Then he was told that because you are always meditating on her sins, you got all the sins. And that's why you have to go to hell. So now you decide where you want to go. When you remember, when you speak bad about others, you are taking all those bad qualities that you have spoken about yourself. Therefore, be very, very careful. And if you are in a miserable situation, pray to Krishna for your miserable situation. And try to glorify the devotees. Then Krishna will be pleased. And who is a devotee? Okay, now comes the other question. Who is a devotee? While describing the qualification of a devotee, in the 11th canto, Krishna spoke to Uddhava. And he mentioned about 26 qualities of a devotee. A devotee should have 26 qualities. Very difficult, yeah? But then, it has been pointed out that out of the 26, one is the principal symptoms and the other 25 are secondary symptoms. Sharup Lakhan and Tatastha Lakshan. You know what is the principal symptom? Surrender to Krishna. Whoever has surrendered to Krishna is a devotee. And the other 25 are secondary. They may be there, they may not be there in a devotee. But what really matters is that he has surrendered to Krishna. So whoever has surrendered to Krishna, he is a devotee. Although he may not appear to be very exalted, but because he surrendered to Krishna, Krishna will recognize him as a devotee. And when he remains in that situation, other 25 qualities will automatically manifest in him. They may not be manifest now, but they will manifest in course of time. And it has been mentioned that when one surrenders unto Krishna, all the divine qualities will become manifest in him. Therefore, recognize the devotees, those who have surrendered themselves to Krishna, those who are chanting the holy name, those who have accepted Krishna as the Lord and Master. Recognize him as a devotee, although he may not be appear to be very advanced, but honor him as a devotee. So, very simple process. Follow it and create the Vaikuntha atmosphere here. And Vaikuntha atmosphere will happen when you accept the line of authorities. So, internet questions. Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. This is from Columbus, Kalindi Sundari. Maharaj, last time when you came to our place in Ohio, USA, you blessed my small baby. Now he is 3 years old and he got interested in Bhagavatam. Now I am expecting again, could you bless my two babies? bless my second baby. Thank you, Maharaj, for your kindness. Okay, Kalindi Sundari, let me see. My next visit to America will be very short in November. But when I go there in summer, then I will try to visit Columbus. Thank you, and convey my blessings to both your first and second babies. Bibhu Chaitanya Das, okay. Please explain what Srila Prabhupada meant by saying, printing books is our family business. Not only printing, but distributing also. Printing, book distribution is our family business. Yes, print books and distribute. Not just print. What if you print the books and keep them in the warehouse? Will it serve the business? No. And that is our family. What is our family business? What is our purpose? What is our objective? To increase the number of family members. Right? And how do you increase the number of your family members? By getting the devotees married. Our family increases by distributing Prabhupada's books and making them into devotees. Radha Krishna Nanda Das from Mauritius. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. While doing book distribution and preaching, what should I tell to the people who came to ISKCON before and left? As their response is that we only collect money and do business. So you can tell them, please come back and show us what we should actually do. Besides collecting money and doing business. You are a member of the family, so why did you leave? If the family is going in a wrong direction, then you bring the members of the family in the right direction. So come back and show us which way we should go. You come back and preach to us. And that is our main business. And this is from Kirti Kumari from Mayapur. Question 1. By the mercy of a pure devotee, one can end the cycle of going up and down in the lower and upper planetary system. It's said that generally one must have the human form of life on planet Earth to receive this mercy, where there is not too much suffering, enjoyment. Does this indicate that there are no pure devotees in the lower or higher planetary regions, even for preaching purposes? Yes, in the lower planetary systems and higher planetary systems are there. But unfortunately, they cannot change their situation so easily. Like for example, in the heavenly planet, Narad Muni is there, Brihaspati is there, they are preaching. But in the heavenly planet, they cannot get direct Krishna consciousness there. To practice Krishna consciousness or receive Krishna consciousness, they have to come to the earth planet. So, the demigods also have to take birth in the earth planet. And in the lower planetary systems also, there are Mahajans like Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Even though their associates may get, but from there, in order to get the results of their devotion, they have to wait till the end and go back to the spiritual world. Whereas from earth planet, after one's lifetime, one can go back. Second question, we see that this earth planet is generally the only place where one can develop bhakti. Yet there are so many different planets in which we all travel for millions of years. What are the purposes of those other planets if we can't develop our love for Krishna there? Are they there just for us to suffer and enjoy our karmic reactions? Just as we travel through 8,400,000 species of life. Yes, in the purpose of the other planetary systems is to reap the harvest of our karma. In this material nature, living entities have been given the opportunity to act independently, and as a result of their activities, they are getting karma. And due to the karma, they are getting different kinds of bodies, going through different situations. That is why the material nature has been created. We wanted to be independent. Krishna said, okay, you want to be independent, go. And what is the result of our independence? Karmic reactions. You are acting independently and you have to suffer or enjoy the results of your action. And as a result of that, we are getting some pleasing situations to enjoy and unpleasant situation to suffer. That's why all this arrangement is. But in the earth planet, there comes the opportunity to become a devotee, to surrender unto Krishna and go back. Does it answer your questions, Kirti Kumari? Thank you. Bolo? Nahi puche, piche. तो जब मन में चलता है तो बोलना हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे मतलब सब कृष्ण के पास छोड़ दो जो कुछ होता है सोचो कि ये भगवान का कृपा है ठीक है यस
हाँ
दो कारण बता सकते हो अगर फ्री में देंगे और पैसा नहीं आएगा तो मेरा पैसा खत्म हो जाएगा और प्रिंट करने का अवसर नहीं मिलेगा आपसे थोड़ा कुछ जो ले रहे हैं प्रिंटिंग कॉस्ट ले रहे हैं ताकि फिर से हम जो किताब आपको दे रहे हैं और किसी के लिए और किताब छपा सकते हैं ये एक पहली बात है दूसरी बात है
कि अगर फ्री में आपको मिलता तो इसका कीमत आप समझते नहीं थे। आप सोचते बेफायदा मिला है तो ये भी बकवास है, आप पढ़ते नहीं। तो जब पैसा देते हैं तो सोचेंगे अरे पैसा जब दिया तब तो पढ़ना चाहिए इसको तब इस्तेमाल तो करना चाहिए, पैसा का रिटर्न तो मिलना चाहिए, ताकि आप पढ़ने में आपको प्रेरणा मिले, इसलिए आपसे कुछ पैसा हम मांगते हैं। ठीक है, बोलो। आपके पास भी तो इतना पैसा है, थोड़ा कुछ दे दीजिए ना, क्या हर जाए नारायण जी। What's that?
In book distribution,
you should not make a profit. No, Prabhupada said make profit. You know what was Prabhupada's policy initially? We are not following that policy now. Printing cost, 100% BBT price. Meaning, if the printing cost is $2, BBT will sell it to the temple for $4. And BBT will mark up 100%. And sell it for $8. But now they are not taking 100%. They are taking, BBT is taking only 25%. Okay. Yeah. So what's your point?
So my point is that I've heard in your class, and I've heard it somewhere else as well, that book distribution should not make any profit.
No, my point is that is not the main purpose. The making money is not the purpose. The making purpose is to make them devotees. That's the point. Make your profit. Whatever. You mean the more money they give, more benefit they get?
The more money they give, the more books we can buy. And the more books we buy, the more books we can sell.
Very good. Explain it to them. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, you can do that. Some more question. Alka Radha Devi Dasi from Mumbai. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Question, how does a disciple maintain connection with his spiritual master after he leaves his body in cases where he has not achieved perfection? Leaves his body in cases where... What do you mean, Alka Radha? The spiritual master didn't achieve perfection, or the devotee didn't achieve perfection? This is spiritual let me read again. How does a disciple maintain connection with his spiritual master after he leaves his body in cases where he has not achieved perfection? So I presume you're talking about the spiritual master didn't achieve perfection. Okay, continue practicing the process. The spiritual master may not be there physically, but spiritual master's instructions are there, and especially in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada's instructions are there. Just follow Prabhupada's instruction and you will make spiritual advancement. Akash Haribol, what should be our consciousness while surrendering to Krishna? Should it be that
If we will not surrender to Krishna, we have to suffer terribly in material world, or should it be something higher? Very good question. See, there are different stages of advancement, and accordingly the mentality will also vary. Like, you know, at a neophyte stage, one is afraid, fear, as you mentioned, that if I don't, then I'll suffer. Like, initial stage is God-fearing, afraid of God. But as one makes advancement, that fear transforms into duty, responsibility, and finally it turns into love. I must do it because of my love for Krishna. Alright? So this gradual transformation of attitude will take place due to one's advancement. Okay? Thank you all very much. All glories to... You have a question, Janaka? No, ask. You can ask now. Yeah, the demigods actually make that arrangement. You see, nothing happens by chance. It's the demigods that are making all the arrangements. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deho papattaye. Daivanetrena, the living entities have the karma, karmana, and that is being sorted out or directed or controlled. Daivanetrena, their divine eyes, who are actually watching everything. That's the demigods. And they are controlling through three modes of material nature. They're just functioning automatically like a machine according to the modes of material nature. They are not saying, well, I will favor this and not favor that. No. It's happening automatically due to the karmic reactions. In guna karma vibhagasa, prakritik kriyamanani, in the material world things are happening due to guna and karma. Go ahead. No. It's be eaten by, say, human beings or other creatures. And accordingly, the soul is placed in that particular womb. But whether one will enter into animal body or human body, that is determined by the demigods according to one, his karma. Okay, you have a question? Somebody had a question here? Yeah. Yeah, right. We can use great personalities from other countries also as role model, as ideal personality. Like, for example, I must admit, I was very much affected when I was a child by Alexander. He was my hero. Of course, Arjun was my hero also. But at the same time, he was also my hero.
In case of Victor, we see, and
Yeah. So those characters we should eliminate. Like Bin Laden should never become our Similarly, Hitler, you know, like when the image of that personality is negative. Like, for example, Ravan had many good qualities, but did you ever portray him as the hero? Never. Jarasandha had many wonderful qualities. Shishupal had many wonderful qualities. Like Jarasandha never refused a Brahmana. Karna never refused a Brahmana. If a Brahmana came asking something, he gave up his own, you know, armor and kavach and kundal, which he was born with, which was a part of his body. When Indra came in disguise as a Brahmana and asked for that, because as long as he had that, no one could kill him. So Indra knew that in order for Arjun to be able to kill him, he has to be freed from that. So he cut it off his body and gave it off to him. Yeah, sure. Like we have our Gurukul system. We'll see. Like it has to be modern Gurukul, as I said. Because that traditional Gurukul, you know, one may come out of it, but he'll become a total misfit in the society. The Gurukul, the students used to go into the forest study. Those days they could adjust. They study in forest, come home to the cities and make adjustments. But in today's world, you know, it'll be very difficult, you know. Therefore, as I was saying, like in the cities we'll have our Gurukul. Like modern Gurukul. The Gurukul values will be established. What is the Gurukul value? Just if we talk about values. Komali, you can take note of it. What is the modern education system? What is the purpose of modern education system? The purpose of modern education system is? No. That is, they say. But they hardly make any good human being. They are making them into monkeys, most cases. The goal of modern education system is just to pass the exams. Isn't it? But our education system, the goal of our education system will be to give them the knowledge and make them wise. Give them knowledge and wisdom. It is important that they become wise. Not just pass the exams, just in order to get a job. Yeah. Bolo? Okay, so that's just the point I wanted to make. Like the difference between our education system and their education system. Like just consider, you have been a teacher. Please sit down. You have been a teacher. I mean, isn't it inhuman to dump them with, burden them with all these syllabuses, all these subjects, and you know, they can't grow. You know, like the whole system has become as such. You know, and whereas, you know, like I know the German education system. Until the age of 8, they don't do anything. They go to school just to play. They just go to school just to play. And then, what they learn, but they don't learn from the books. They learn with their, you know, experiences. And that is what the teachers guide them into. Say they are fighting. Don't fight, you shouldn't do that. You learn to share. Your mother made some very nice food. And don't you want to share it with others also? Like that, you know, like this is what they're learning in the school. You know, to grow, to develop their, you know, human qualities, as you were saying, to become good men. And like, and consider, you know, the Germany is one of the most advanced countries. Although until the age of 8, they don't study anything. I don't know what the system is now. I'm talking about the early days, you know. Right? So, so we have to make a blend. We have to blend it in such a way. Like, we have to experiment, and we have, that's where you're starting from pre-primary. Yes, Narahari? Yeah.
And before we presented to the government our curriculum of what we should teach, we got together Mata Gomila, Rasanandana, and many senior devotees to put up a curriculum, which is a very nice curriculum. And the government has accepted the curriculum. And it's got all the information in terms of,
Very good. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. So, you see, the Vedas, if we go into the Vedas, you know, what is the Vedic system of education is emphasizing on? Three things. You know, Shravan, which is hearing, Manan, is thinking, contemplating, and Nididhyasan. Nididhyasan means meditating. So whatever they learn, whatever they hear, they are motivated to think about it on their own. Right? Not just memorize it from the book and in order to write the answer. They actually, I'd say the American system of education was very much based on that, you know, like, you know, their questions are very simple, but based on understanding. Simple questions, simple answers, but based on the understanding. So the point is, you know, the understanding should be the main consideration, and they should meditate on that. They should be taught how to meditate on that. Therefore, you know, these are three things: Shravan, Manan, and Nididhyasan. Actually, that's what we're saying, like modern Gurukul. The Gurukul system is perfect. But the thing is, we have to apply it in the modern context. Just as Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada gave it applied it in the modern context. So that's what we have to do with our education also. Yeah, Mataji. आपका क्या कमीशन मिलता है? हाँ. कमीशन मिलता है क्या? ठीक है. हाँ, उनको बताना, कमीशन जरूर मिलता है. हाँ. और ये कमीशन यहाँ बैंक में नहीं मिल रहा है, वहाँ पर बैंक में मिल रहा है. और आप अगर ये ग्रंथ लेकर आप भी भक्त बनेंगे तो हमको डबल कमीशन मिल जाएगा. तुम क्या पैदल आती हो मंदिर में? फिर भी और दूर चले गए? ओह, अच्छा, बहुत अच्छा. हरे कृष्ण. मंगल आरती आती हो? ठीक है, ठीक है. हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्ण. ओ, टू मोर क्वेश्चंस. अलका राधा देवी दासी, व्हेन डिसाइपल हैज लेफ्ट बॉडी, हाउ यू कैन रिमेन कनेक्टेड टू हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर? या इट विल बी डिपेंड, इट विल डिपेंड अपॉन कृष्णस मर्सी. अलका राधा, like it'll depend upon Krishna's mercy, because you see, when you surrender unto Krishna, then Krishna takes your responsibility, And how Krishna will guide you to his lotus feet, it is entirely up to him. And always remember that his ability is inconceivable. How he will do it with our tiny little brain, with our reasoning, we cannot understand. Just depend, surrender unto Krishna and have full faith that he will take care of you as he assured in Bhagavad Gita. Rupa Shri Vasudha Devi Dasi, USA. Question is, thank you for the wonderful class. I was inspired when you mentioned that when you speak bad about others, then those qualities come to us. Thank you very much, Rupa Shri Devasudha, for accepting that instruction so sincerely. Yes, when you speak, this is what we have to always remember. You speak bad about others, those bad qualities will come to you and you'll be responsible. And don't give Jamaduta a chance. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.